Okay, we've got this meeting that we convened at 6:07 on Wednesday, February 25th. This is the third budget meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Hopefully it'll be a short meeting. We've invited the director of Verswama to clarify some sticking points for the refuge. So, who's going to start? Lori?
Sure, I can.
Okay.
So, Matt, I know that we've been emailing back and forth, but I will say this is the first time that I've ever seen this. And that's what spurred me, that initial contract. That's
here.
The continuation coverage. Remember when I called you and I'm like, what is this? And I didn't know if that was something that the village received every year. We didn't get one last year because we did the budget. And it just kind of, you know, came
up. I have no idea what this is. Evergreen National Indemnity Cup? I don't know what it's for.
But oh, it's the contract.
Oh, it's the
bond. Remember
you
were telling me that that's the contract. So, kind of, I thought about it.
This isn't the contract. This is just a portion of the contract. Just
right,
the bond portion of the contract.
But it's the amount we owe. Is 8106? Isn't that say there?
No. This is a bond. If they don't live up to their end of the bargain, they would owe you the $81,000, or that's what the bond amount is. I'd have to look into this to get you more information on exactly where that number came from. But it's a portion of the bond. I don't know why you have this, actually.
I don't know either.
Does that say Earl Scott?
Scott
Earl? Oh, okay.
Scott.
Oh, there it is right there. Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. If I looked at your emails for the refuge, I believe that amount matches what the contract is for this third year.
Yeah, so what the bond does, if county waste doesn't come in and successfully pick up, that $81,000 would be used by the village to bring in a third party to take care of what county waste didn't.
Correct. But, I mean, I'm just saying that was the first time that I've ever seen mm-hmm. that come across.
That's something that usually doesn't come through the authority. That comes directly to the municipality because the bond and the contract is with you, not the authority.
Right, so that's the first. Okay, so what we're at now is in looking at the 81065 for the year of 2015, this year, because they run on a January through December schedule, correct?
Mm-hmm. It depends on what your contract says, but I should have brought your contract, but I didn't think of that.
I think it's the January. I could go in the office. January through December, and then I think the contract actually allows, if we want to renew it for one more year, which would be January through December of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And then we looked at that for the $81,000, and we calculated out it was $24,000. That we pay in tipping fees.
I can't tell you exactly. I have that number in front of me.
And then we averaged it out to $24,000 a year with the tipping fees.
It was $23,132.01 for MSW, and then there was a little bit of C&D in there from your cleanup days.
Correct, mm-hmm. The two cleanup days that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the Erswama $5,986, I think, membership.
I didn't think it was that much.
$5,945.34.
Okay. Just a little.
And this is your actual bill that you'll be getting for this year, and your credit of $2,739 will be taken off of that, so you'll owe $3,205.
Correct. Okay. So when we add that all together, we came up with a grand total of about $111,000 is what everything would cost the village.
Mm-hmm.
Over the past years, the fund balance is paid for some because we've only accounted for about a $75,000 revenue based on $175 for 400.
May I ask why you didn't raise that up to what the initial purpose of it was to have a separate line item on the tax bill so it didn't hurt the municipality at all? So several of the other municipalities use that line item for many things, running their cleanup days. If you have personnel over there and you're paying them, that comes out of the solid waste fund. They put whatever they can into that line item so it doesn't hurt the municipality. It seems like you guys might be a little bit behind
that. Well, we have our own separate billing. Yeah, but when you're budgeting, I mean, we have our own separate billing. It just, in the budget process, it didn't pay for itself. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
So, you know, now we're faced with, you know, adding everything up together is $111,000.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed raising our rates to $200. That'd be a 15% or almost 15% increase, which I think the board agreed for this year, and kind of giving them the whole history and, you know, moving forward, mm-hmm. that'll have to increase to go ahead. And I think one of the questions that I had was, when we went developed the bid process, did we ask for when the, you know, we're paying County Waste 81 and then we have tipping fees.
Mm-hmm.
Did the bid allow for County Waste, just County Waste, and then, you know, or County Waste with their tipping fees? Because if you're just an average, you know, homeowner up the road here out of the village, I'd call County Waste and say, hey, come pick up my trash,
mm-hmm.
and I wouldn't pay a tipping fee.
That's correct. But I actually have a County Waste bill in front of me. This is the, for the same size cans that you guys currently have for every other week, not every week,
mm-hmm.
and it's $81.92 a quarter. So that's roughly $324 a year. So that is just for garbage pickup. You don't get any money back for your recyclables like we were. We're not currently, but we were.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't.
Did that just go up recently?
Yes.
Because my son lives up on Lennox Road, and he said it was $75 a quarter.
Yeah, it's actually, there's a little note on here. Effective with this invoice, you may notice a rate adjustment for services and provided, blah, 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 blah.
And right. It's his biweekly, Bob, or weekly?
That, I didn't ask him, but I could text him.
mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just trying to get to the,
sure.
you know, trying
sure.
to understand. And, you know.
So usually, if you, I don't mean to interrupt, but usually if you explain to a resident that if they were out privately and had to pay that amount, that would be fine. They would go up significantly from the $200 you guys are proposing. But they also don't get any of the other things that the authority provides. Household hazardous waste day, free electronics, you know, it could
so
go on and on.
The town provides that, though.
Who?
The town provides
right.
that.
Right. Will we still be receiving the household hazardous waste day?
Mm-hmm. It's
yes.
this year.
It's this year. It's our turn.
Okay, that's what
yeah.
I thought, right.
Yeah, no, it's our turn.
Right, because sometimes it's up in Skoda. Or sometimes it's up in Scatico.
Then
you're going to get over to Skoda, Scatico.
We actually do, not a lot, but yeah. we do get some. And that's why we alternate it year to year, so we go from one
to
another.
And the electronics recycling, we'll still have that.
Actually, you will still have that. And I wanted to bring that up real quick, that if you guys want to collect recyclables without waiting for your cleanup days, if you have a part to put it out by the... You know, as long as it's covered,
yeah.
we can send the guy here to pick it up. So that's not an issue.
Okay.
I didn't know if you guys were aware of that. We were willing to do that.
Yeah, I think I brought that up.
Yeah.
We've been
We don't advertise to store it because we don't have the store.
Through any Ford dealership.
Well, my friend told me, he's F&I. They're making over $1,000 on this under warranty.
Okay.
He looked it up. And he goes, and if he was going to sell the warranty, he would do the 5-year $100,000, not $5,000.
So we can buy the car from this guy and then go to him to buy the warranty.
Yeah, anytime.
The extended warranty.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Right. Anytime.
So can I just ask the question? Thank you, Randy. So I'm looking at the budget, and you know, right now we're at the zero where we did a little bit of adjustments, right?
Right.
I just want to make sure I'm still at zero. And I want to get back to Bob's question, which I know you don't have an answer, but I was just kind of thinking in my mind where you were, you know, talking about when would the payment be due. So I started thinking about different financing and bonds. I totally agree with you that you bond, you pay the next year. And then I started thinking about buying a house. When you buy a house, you pay up front, meaning, you know, you buy a house, you pay at least a mortgage and a half, you buy up front. So I'm thinking... on that financing, I think we, the village, would be required to make some type of payment up front, and I just don't think our budget would account. Do you want to account for it in here, or you're fine with what you have over in the capital fund?
Yeah, I thought he had the capital fund for the down payment and the sale of the other vehicle.
Right, and that, but that gets us the capital fund and the down payment and the... cost
sale.
The sale for the Tahoe is we're talking about probably around $14,000, you know, give or take a couple thousand if
mm-hmm.
we get $5,000 for the Tahoe or not.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we're still we'd be financing about taking off the warranty about $23,000 over 3 years. We talked about having the shorter time frame, so we're probably looking at like $7,000 a year payment.
Okay.
Lori's point is, we have to think about, do we pay that $7,000 in 15-16 budget?
Right.
Mm-hmm. The first one. And if that's the case, we don't have
it. We don't have it in here. That's where I'm back to.
So then the question is, okay, so if we have to pay that first payment, that's less money we can put down.
Right.
So
pay me now, pay me later.
I know, but yeah.
I mean, the total cost, to be honest with you, given the financing, right, is so small in the end, the total amount, the difference between, mm-hmm, it's just when you paid it.
Yeah, but I thought that we were going to time this so that
our next payment
put the down payment down and the payment wouldn't fall until after June of next year.
Yes.
In next year's budget.
Right.
Mm. We weren't purchasing it today.
We're going to order it, but we don't
have to pay today.
Right, but I don't have. Working on that budget now.
We're working on that budget, and I don't have anything accounted for a vehicle in here.
This is for June 1, 15 through May 16.
Correct.
So, I thought we were going to set this up so that we put the down payment in and we took delivery in after June 1st.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that the first payment would not be due until after June 1st of 2016,
and
which would be next year's budget.
Correct, but I think that's where I think I have the point where I'm having that conflict is, we don't know that that's when it'll be due. I mean, that's where we're kind of...
Right, and that's the phone call that I was supposed to make that I made, but they haven't gotten back to me.
Right.
So I still have to clarify when that first payment is.
Correct.
But if it is due in the 15-16 fiscal, mm-hmm, year, then
we either need to account for it, or we need to delay
the
by another month or two.
Correct. So
and if the budget's that tight and we don't have any room to put that money in, because we did take the contingencies down quite a bit already.
No, we took down the capital
fund.
Correct.
Then, maybe delaying for another month or two would be more appropriate,
right,
to get this pushed off into the next year.
Okay.
I talked to... one of my colleagues I work with is a dealer, and he goes to the auctions, Northway Auction and follow the auction, and I talked to another person. I told him we were probably going to put it on the auction site again.
Yeah.
Tahoe.
Well,
he said, seeing what's going through, and it's a police package, it's probably got a bigger motor in it than normal or something, maybe some other options.
It's got a police engine.
He would... Put if you're going to put a minimum bid on it, he would start at 32.
I reserve it.
Reserve it 32.
Well, the nice thing about that Auctions International is that you don't have to take
any of the bids.
Any of the bids.
Right.
So we could decide if we got
right. But he's saying he wouldn't take anything less than 32.
Right.
With the mileage.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if we hold on to another 6 months or 7 months and it's got 120,000 on it, then you start losing.
Right. Well, we don't. I mean, it only gets a couple hundred months.
I know, but so he said, he also saw a regular Plain Jane go to the auction at 1900. And white is, believe it or not, a color people want.
More desirable.
believe it or not, white and silver. If it was black, he said you'd have a hard time.
Hmm.
Right.
Interesting.
Okay. I have a student right now that I told him 3200. He said, I'll buy it. Right off the bat.
I thought for $5,200.
Yeah,
speak to Rain. No, but I mean, because he heard me talking to my job.
Yeah.
He goes, I'll buy it right now.
Okay.
All right,
I said, I can't do that because it's got, we're not,
So, Guy, you'll follow up when you hear from the financing people.
And we don't have to meet. I mean, I'll just tell you.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then we'll
but I think that's, for we're that close on the cost, if we can just wait another month or two and get it over the limit. Let's just get through this year and figure out what we got
to
do next year. We'll start off maybe a little earlier or something.
Well, again, I mean, if we... Yeah, we should be...
Well, we'll know where that goal is going to fall next year, so...
Right. I make a motion, we close the meeting.
Second. All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.